Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We all know by now that using indoor tanning beds increases the risk of skin cancer, especially in people under the age of 35. But despite laws introduced in Ireland in 2014 to regulate sunbed use, people still use them, mainly for appearance, and new research has found that even when users are still aware of the risk, they continue to ignore those warnings. Well, joining me now for more on this is Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, HSE National Clinical Lead for Dermatology. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Philip.
What trends have you noticed in the use of sunbeds as all of those health warnings become ever more frequently uttered? What have you seen happening?
Well, what we had seen in our clinics, our skin cancer clinics, so every dermatology department runs a specific cancer clinic called a pigmented lesion clinic, where you are screening patients for melanoma. So the patients who are coming to that clinic are concerned, or their GP are concerned, is that they may have a melanoma skin cancer. And what we had seen as part of the screening questions of your risk for developing a skin cancer, specifically a melanoma, you question about occupational sun exposure, recreational sun exposure, which is obviously sun holidays and sunbeds. And we'd noted that the numbers using sunbeds had increased. So we wanted to quantify it. So we took 104 patients, consecutive patients, attending that clinic, bearing in mind that they were attending that clinic because they or their GP were concerned about a melanoma. And we found that 80% of the patients had or were using sunbeds. So 80% of patients presenting to a skin cancer clinic were using a known risk factor for the development of skin cancer.
It's perhaps too small a group to be drawing wider conclusions, but it does point towards the perhaps majority of people who have to go and see a dermatologist because of skin cancer have been using sunbeds.
Well, the majority of people attending our specific clinic in Tala, yes, have been using sunbeds.
What knowledge did these people have about the risk associated with using sunbeds?
So the first thing to note about sunbeds is there is an increased risk of skin cancer, and it's undeniable, it's irrefutable. So if one, the people can look this up on the Irish Cancer Society website, the use of sunbed once in before the age of 30 increases your risk of developing a melanoma by 67%.
Just once.
Which is a pretty incredible statistic. So 60% of our patients were aware of the risks. So the risks are not only that of skin cancer, there's also a risk of developing cataracts if you don't use the correct eye protection, so the eye goggles. And not all of our patients were using goggles on sunbeds. Then there's an increased risk of skin aging. So on the one hand, it's people are motivated to go to develop a tan and look good. Ultimately, they're damaging the collagen in their skin, so it's completely counterproductive.
Anecdotally, there has always been this argument that you should go and use a tanning bed before you go away on holidays because it helps you build up your melanin and you will be tan more quickly and you're less likely to burn while you're away on holidays. Is there any truth to that?
No, absolutely not. And there's no such thing as a safe tan. So when you tan, your skin cells are actually trying to protect their cells from damage from the sun. So the radiation in the sun causes damage to your cells' DNA. And that's what promotes the cancer risk. And literally, it's a little cap of pigment trying to protect your nucleus from the radiation damage, which is what gives you your tan. So it's like it's your body trying to protect itself. So there is no such thing as a safe tan.
So when people use the term a healthy tan, that is a complete oxymoron.
Very much so.
There is no such thing under any circumstances as a healthy tan or a healthy glow or a sign of your outdoors and...
No, unless it's fake tan, unless it comes out of a bottle.
What's the age profile of the people that you're seeing?
So what we found in it that 68% of sunbed users were less than 22 years of age and 25% were less than 18 years of age. So in 2014, in an attempt to regulate sunbeds, legislation was brought in which banned the use of sunbeds for people under 18 years of age. So it's clearly that ban is not being applied or it hasn't worked. But these are very young people using sunbeds. They have a lot of life to go through before they may develop a skin cancer. So that's a very worrying statistic.
Is there such a thing as tanning addiction?
I think there is. And so based on our research, what we found was that 60% of patients did know about the risks of sunbeds. And of that, 78% were using sunbeds more than once a week. But also 38% of those had used sunbeds within the last 6 months. So they were obviously aware of the risks, but continuing to use them. Now, as you said, our numbers are small, so you can't be too didactic on what we found. But there is a mechanism, a biological mechanism, whereby UVA, when it hits your skin, produces this molecule called pro-opio-melanocortin. And that's broken down to beta endorphin. And we know that beta endorphin is involved in pathways where of addiction to analgesics. So there is possibly a mechanism.
Okay, so there is chemistry to suggest.
Yes, yeah, that absolutely.
You actually are getting a buzz from this and something that forms an addictive pattern.
Among certain people, yes, possibly.
Okay, so with any addiction, though, you can remove the actual chemical processes that are going on, but it's also mental as well. Have you got smart ideas on how to tackle addiction?
Well, that's a much broader question. I'm specifically focused on sunbeds. Unfortunately, I think with sunbeds, the only thing that will solve it is banning them. There's no good reason to have sunbeds. There is no, but...
Has that been done anywhere else?
Yes,
though?
It has.
And has it worked? Because the whole course of human history tends to show that once you ban something, you push it underground.
Absolutely. And 30% of the patients that we that partook in this study were actually using sunbeds in the home, not actually within tanning salons. So there's absolutely that aspect to it. But they introduced the ban in Australia and in Brazil, and the ban in Australia has been very successful. And they brought it in for similar reasons that we should really think about, in that they have really, really high rates of skin cancer. If you think about it, a lot of people from Scotland and from Ireland emigrated to Australia, so a lot of them are fair-skinned, like we are. So there's quite good data there. There's also, they had quite a strategic approach to how they banned the sunbeds. So it has been implemented successfully. And it's in the current programme for government, and the Minister for Health and Minister Butler are quite interested in looking at a sunbed and quite committed to it.
Okay. I have a few texts come in on 51551. Kira asks, I'm listening to the piece on sunbeds. I work in a secondary school. There's a large number of students in our school using sunbeds regularly. We've had talks in the school and spoke to students about the dangers. They just don't seem to care. Is there any example to look to anywhere else in the world as to what successful communication with school-going students looks like?
Actually, that's a common problem. We've heard of that before. And if you think about it, they're in secondary school. They're all under 18, most of them. They shouldn't be using sunbeds. Why do people smoke? Why do people drink? you know, it's I suppose one of the things perhaps in tackling that age population, they've no concept that they're going to age and that they have potential risks of skin cancer. But reiterating the need that it's aging, that it ages skin, like it damages the collagen in your skin. So no amount of buying expensive serums or collagens later on will change that. Whether that's an angle to go at with that particular population.
So in a way, similar to the messaging that's been put on the side of packet of cigarettes about the health risks.
Yes, the health risks, yeah.
Maybe pictures of people looking wizened and aged sunbeds if they are
patients who have used sunbeds and been diagnosed with a melanoma, and just the sheer anxiety and the sheer distress of that, and it's devastating. So even if, and you know, some patients are very good, they've gone out into the media, patients who have used sunbeds and then developed a melanoma.
How treatable are melanomas? What are the 5-year survival rates?
It depends on the stage. So if diagnosed early, so melanoma staging goes from melanoma in situ right up to stage 4A, 4B. So there is all that staging. So if diagnosed early, they're very, very simple surgery. Surgical excision with a wide local excision removes the tissue, and there's no further need for any
radiotherapy or
no,
anything else.
Absolutely not. It's when you get up to thicker melanomas, when you get into stages 2B and then into stage 3, 3A, 3B, 3C, then you're looking at surgery. We're very, very fortunate in that the treatments for melanoma have improved significantly in the last 10 years. So we've much better chemotherapies are targeted, the immunotherapies for treating melanoma. But
how many people are dying of skin cancer in this country?
Of skin, so there's about 14,000 skin cancers overall, and about 1,200 of those per year are melanoma. Okay, and about one in 20 will die from melanoma. We know, we've more exact figures from the UK. There's 100 deaths in the UK every year from melanoma.
And of those 1 in 20 deaths, is there a breakdown available to you from those who were working outdoors and found it very hard to avoid the sun, and those who opted to either go on sun holidays or to use tanning beds?
No, there isn't a breakdown, because the National Cancer Registry data lags behind because they have to validate it. But we know biologically that the risk factors are different. So intermittent intense sun exposure, which is exactly what you're getting on sunbeds, are the big risk factor for developing melanoma. Whereas prolonged exposure in outdoor workers tends to be a bigger risk factor for non-melanoma skin cancer, which is much more prevalent and less serious in most cases.
So that allows you to draw a pretty firm line between sunbeds and sun holidays and deaths from skin cancer.
Yes, yeah. And it's been modelled in the UK, have modelled it, you know, if they, how much sunbeds add to cancer risk. So I'd be more concerned about the personal impact of a diagnosis, but it's a massive cost to the state as well.
We're in text again, 51551. So are we all goosed if we used a sunbed once or twice in our 20s? Does the 67% risk remain if they're never used again?
As far as I'm aware of the literature, yes, it does. But I think if patients are very careful and they don't have other risk factors for melanoma, because there's things like family history, etc., I think they're pretty safe.
So it's not unlike smoking in some respects, that 5 years after giving up your, you could hope or you have a reasonable expectation not to be carrying on too much of that damage.
Exactly. If you stop them and are very careful then about your exposure to the sun, but you are still at increased risk compared to someone who never used sunbeds.
Okay. And just before I let you go, your feelings about sun creams and SPFs, because there is, again, anecdotally, fairly substantial movement of people who say applying those chemicals to your skin on a daily basis is not without health consequences as well.
No, that's completely untrue. That arose from a study in the US where they used huge amounts of the chemicals. There's absolutely no truth to that. It's completely, that's fake news.
Splish, splosh, splash.
Yes. Slip, slap, slide.
Slip, slap, slide. Anne-Marie Tobin, thank you very much.